necessity and...
Cool. I might have two takes of it.
It's okay. We'll leave it as one take.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's been crazy this week. I've been on, like, what, 5 podcasts all in a row this week?
Yeah, wow. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Nice one. Okay. Hey, this is Simon from the Voxel Agents. You're listening to Sunday Night Kaiser on Gamer Network Radio. Dragon.
That's good. That's a good take, though.
Hey, this is Simon from the Voxel Agents. You're listening to Sunday Night Kaiser on Gamer Network Radio. Okay, I'll get it right.
See, even the best in the business makes the same mistakes I do.
Hi, kids. I want you to sing a nonsense song with me about a cat with her fiddle, a cow, and the moon. A silly little dog, and a plate with the spoon. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Night Kaiser. I am your host, Kaiser Sunday, not an ice cream. And on tonight's episode, well, I had a good show planned for this week, but I had to completely throw out the window. I'll tell you why in a little bit. But tonight, I'll be talking about some I got the right microphone. But on this week's episode, I'll be talking about an anime I've been watching over the past week, which I rented from the video store, Azumanga Daioh. So you'll be hearing my opinions on that anime. And also, I won't be recording any game footage today, but I will be talking about a PSP game, because I can't really record any footage from the PSP just yet, but yeah. Also, join with me is a big box of chocolate that weighs in 1.134 kilograms, which is going to help me through the show. And I've also got a featured band of the week, so you'll be hearing their songs throughout this show, and once the show is done, they'll get their own 30-minute block featured band of the week. Then it's the Panty Raid. And the band that's featured this week is a band all the way from the UK, UK black metal band. They've been around in 1990, but I think they just recently reformed. And the band's called Witch Clan. So, if you're not a fan of really loud, heavy black metal, then this isn't the show for you. But for metal fans like me, it's heaven. Yes. But anyway, let's talk about what's going on. There won't be a show for the next couple of weeks. Why? It's because I'm actually moving. Yes, that house that was being built ages ago is finally done. The show I had originally planned for this week had to get thrown out the window because my studio, it's actually all locked up, getting ready to be moved. Well, I'm actually not in my studio this week. I'm actually at my parents' house, believe it or not. Yes, slightly embarrassing, but they're good people. Plus chocolate. So yeah, the place I'm moving to is a very small country town. But, some things I can say about it, there's no game stores or music stores, so if I want to go to those places, I'm actually right in between two, towns that have all those, which is, good on my end, because, it makes it an even drive to drive them each way instead of having to do, like, a big drive from here over to the other town, so it evens out a little bit. Also, the town has its own art gallery you can rent, so I might actually have something to do with that one later. Record an episode there, I guess. Do like a bit of a pixel art thing, if there's enough interest for it. No, that is. But then again, this is Australia. So, who knows how big the scene is in Australia. or any other country in the world for that matter. But yeah. But one thing I do like about the town is there's a small burger place. And I love my burger joints. The ones that actually make their own burgers in there. I just love them. So yeah, I'm going to be gone for a few weeks. Which is really disappointing me because the podcast edition, this is the 40th podcast edition. This is like the 49th show. So to jump out right before the 50th episode. Well, this isn't the 50th episode, 49th episode on this station, but it comes pretty close. I think this is like, let's see, I was on episode, was it 6 or 7? I think it was 6 that I was on here, so this would be, 6, so, probably about, 49 takes 6. So this is about the 43rd episode on the station. Been going on for over a year now, which I'm still going strong, even going better than what I planned, because you know the story. I was actually about to can the show until I got an offer to be on the station, which really helped me a lot, because if it wasn't for you people out there requesting that I'd be on the station, I probably wouldn't have gone anywhere in my career. Well, probably would just have to go a different way, but yeah. I'm going to do the first break now, the first song, because, yeah, let's just say Code Sonic. For all my friends that know what Code Sonic means, congratulations, I'm not saying it right now, but when I return, I'll be talking about Azumanga Daioh. So the first song that would be played from this band is, well, first thing I should explain what the album is. All these songs are from the album, I can't read it. Misanthropist, I believe, by Witch Clan. The album, I was actually lucky because I got advance copy, and the album actually doesn't come out to late next month. So I don't know if I'll be able to keep this stuff in the podcast. So I've emailed them now, but if I can, that'd be good. But either way, the info of this band will be on the website. So let's play the first song. And I've heard some of the songs from this band, and I actually quite enjoy them, but other people may not. Not just because of the type of genre it is. But personally, I love this genre. Anyway, this is the first song, Witch Clan, with the title track from the album, Misanthropist. And I forgot to change it in, but anyway, I'll be back after this song, hopefully. If I better line up another song just in case. So, yeah. Welcome back. You'd usually hear a few more ads after that, but yes, we sort of re-record them all. So if I get another ad track, an ad pack sent to me, I'll definitely play them throughout the whole show. But yay, that was Witch Clan. With have to read up the name because it's just a name I can't remember. Misanthropist. Personally, my favourite song from the album so far. It's actually really ass-kicking. But yeah. If you want to check him out, now I'll save that to before the featured band of the week bit. So, hey, Dad. You want? Yeah, you can have free chocolates. And you're actually on. I know! It's falling apart! And you know we're actually live on radio.
What's up?
That's just my dad, just ignore him. He's just gone through. I wouldn't mind taking one too.
Go Tigers!
They don't even know what Tigers is. Well, except for some Australian listeners. Oddly enough, this station gets a lot of Australian listeners for their American shows. Yeah, I took the coconuts. Maybe. Oh, no, there's still some coconuts left. Yeah. I love these ones, though. The little, peanut ones. I'm trying not to eat all, like, the nougat ones and all that right now. Because, you know, I'm saving those for a bit later, so I'm just eating the peanut ones. I think I shared these with the whole family. Look, there's still quite a bit there, Dad. Yeah, okay. Grab one for Mum, too.
Okay. Mum want that one.
No, that's it.
And she'll want that one.
Oh, I like those ones. Don't take them all.
Well, I'll give you those and I'll take them out.
It's okay. I got them to share with the family anyway. I can't eat a whole box of those. They'll kill me. Okay, later. Where was I now? Yes, that was my dad. Don't know. That actually turned out better than what I thought, so, yeah. Anyway, what was I on about? Yes, up to the first impressions of the show, which is the Azumanga Daioh. Azumanga Daioh is an anime based off a manga, which is most animes are. But let's just go back to how I found out this box. Well, I've known about the show for ages. I used to watch it on YouTube before. Then it got taken down, but yeah. It's always risky watching shows on YouTube because they always get taken down. Anyway, where I was on to? It all starts last week when I was semi-on, but wasn't fully. Because, you know, I aired remote viewing, but I had to leave after that because of a birthday party. And, said I was going to be on the next night, but I didn't because I was sleeping all day. So, yeah. Hey, Dill, want some chocolates? You get 4 pieces. More interruption. Okay, now everyone's had some chocolate. What? Don't take all the caramels. I love the caramel. Wait, is there more caramels left? Okay, that's enough.
Two.
Okay, that's definitely enough. Okay, what was I on about again? Distracted again. Yeah, last week I was on, but not fully, as I had to go to a birthday party and whatnot. And the next day, when I went to go thrift store shopping, which I've got all my purchases here, which I'll talk about after I do that, towards the end of the show, because there's still a few more things I forgot to do in the first segment. But yeah, I decided to go into the video store because I was going to get videotapes, old VHS tapes, until we saw the anime section. And my brother, who was with me at the time, just went crazy and he just got rented all the Death Note movies or DVDs. And I was like, I gotta rent someone too, so I rented the Azumanga Daioh box set. It's a weekly. So I'm returning it tomorrow, actually, because that's when cheap pizza is. So I figured might as well return it. It's only a day early, so yeah. But yeah, it's set in a school with a class of girls. Now, it's not perverted or semi, but really isn't. It's just basically a group of schoolgirls. You get like the tall one, who's very shy. You got the short child prodigy. Just think of from Revenge of the Nerds, how the first one had just a kid from like in college, something like that. You got the hyperactive one. You've got the very slow one. Not stupid or anything, just it's always daydreaming. She's one named Osaka. She's one of my favorite characters. You've also got the lesbian, who's got a crush on the tall one. Although it's a very innocent crush. And anything, well, innocent plays a big term in this. Other characters, what did I miss out? You got the one with the glasses who has a problem with her weight, even though she looks fine. She just thinks she's got a weight problem. And later in the show, you're introduced to the sports one, who's just used as an extra for a few episodes, but is brought into permanently. You got the teachers, the PE teacher and the English teacher, who are also some of my favourite characters. Just the chemistry between them is actually really funny. And you've also got the pedophile teacher, who's not very good at hiding the fact that he's attracted to high school girls. Sure. Wait. Ew, the cat just farted. Ew. You didn't poop, did you, pussy? You didn't... Nah, I think she just farted. Car alarm going off in the background. Yes. What's the car alarm doing in the background? But yeah. With all these elements, you think it may be really a dirty show? There we go, it stopped, but it's actually quite innocent, believe it or not. It's over the top, but realistic at the same time, if that helps. It's like some of the stuff they do is very over the top. It's a lot more realistic than any other anime I have ever seen. Now, you go with the girls through, it's a 6-disc box set, and one thing I didn't expect is they actually age throughout the whole show, so like every 2 discs is like 1 year in high school, which adds a nice touch. They also repeat a lot of the same thing, like every year they do like the school festival and all that. They repeat those themed episodes throughout the all of the show, which is another nice touch, because isn't that how school goes? It's like, it doesn't actually get tired. It actually feels fresh each time. Although, I don't recall there being many bad episodes. I don't even recall being any bad episodes, but it's actually quite a triple... It's actually quite triple A. Wait. I skipped too far ahead of the review, didn't I? Dull! let's go back. Yeah, you're going through, you get, the summer specials, the sports specials, school festival specials, the New Year special... And, as I said, they're all pretty good, and they're all repeated over all the 3 years. The humour is very over the top, as I said before, but it's actually funny. It creates its own jokes. It's not like someone that has to rely on references to be funny, like a lot of shows these days. It's actually quite original. I believe it was a newspaper comic, I think, but I could be wrong about that. And also, on the last disc, it has the movie, which is, ironically enough, the shortest one. It goes at 5 minutes. I'm guessing that could have been a joke. Again, I'm probably not describing these as well as I could do, but what the hell, I need the filler. As I said, my favourite characters are the teachers... The PE, the pedophile one, and the English teacher, and also I like Osaka. Oh, hell! I just like them all. But let's talk about some of the characters even more. Like, you got the tall one that's shy, as I said. But underneath, she's the most girliest one out of them all. She loves cats or just cute animals. Like, there's a scene... Well, the running gag is there's this black cat that lives on the street, and every time she goes to cuddle it, it always bites her on the hand. With hilarity ensured. I won't give any spoilers about what happens in later gags, but one thing I can spoil is one gag, she meets up with Choyo-chan, which is the little 8-year-old, meets up, that's the child prodigy, meets up with a dog, and she just cuddles it, and something like Family Guy would I just like repeat something over and over, but actually funny. It's like, you just see her cuddling the dog, but the real joke in it all is if you look in the background, you see it like changing, like going from like noon all the way to like sunset. So it's all like a time gag. It also tends to make fun of a lot of anime, making fun of itself, but without being referencing at all, and just being quite fresh and original. Avicara's, you got the lesbian, as I mentioned. She's just got an absolute crush on her, and the running gag is her and the pedophile teacher has a crush on her the most, which it always ends up being like odd couple situations. Overall, let's just say, where can you find these box sets? Because I'm going too much in. I don't want to go too much into it. Oh no, I'm going to talk about more because I can talk about the show for ages. There is some product placements, which is one McDonald item, but I believe that was because there was a Happy Meal thing with all of them in Japan. Because I know I've seen toys of them promoting McDonald's, like they've all got McDonald's uniforms there. They're absolutely cute. But the cutest character of them all is Chiyo-chan, or the cutest character is Chiyo-chan and Osaka. Osaka's from, well, Osaka. And running gag is she's a bit slow, and she speaks with a southern accent. Like, they pretty much make it like she's from Texas or something, and they're from, like, up north. And some gags happen with that. And one of the common gags with Chiyo-chan, the other character, is they think her ponytails are possessed. Which is absolutely funny. And back to Osaka, one of my favourite gags from her is, every year, the Summer House one, she's always telling ghost stories, and one of my favourite gags is, she was telling a story of, like, I was resting in my room, with all the other girls in the background being freaked out with anticipation. Then the punchline was, then suddenly crept in a smell of a fart that wasn't mine. That's just genius, because it's told so innocently. Yes, the humour in this is so innocent that it's funny. It's like, not sickening, it's just... it's just funny. It's like, another scene I should mention. It's like, the hyperactive chick is asking the one with the glasses, and is talking about, hey, what does IT stand for? He's like, why are you asking? It's because I don't know the answer. And the other chick with the glasses don't know what the answer is too, so she's like, makes someone's like, internet technique? And the hyperactive one's just staring at it like, ah! Like, so that's what it means. Then Chiyo-chan comes out and just tells the real answer. And it's just pretty cool. But this is a spoiler, but my favourite gag throughout the whole show is the English teacher and the PE teacher going out for some drinks. Still suffering a little bit of a cold here, but hey, am I coming in? That's weird, it's a little bit quiet. I might have to lay on up the podcast version. But yeah, my favourite gag throughout the whole thing is, as I said, they're walking down the town to get some drinks, and suddenly they run into a French guy. And the funny thing is, since he's speaking another language, this is what I liked. He's speaking Japanese, and he's speaking French. Well, because it's the English dub, they're actually speaking English. But I think in the Japanese dub, they're speaking Japanese, and he's actually speaking English, which is weird. But the favorite line is when they run into the French guy, he's like, excuse me, blah, blah. Because they don't, because the PE teacher doesn't understand French. So to her, French is just like, blah, 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 blah. Although the English teacher understands perfectly. And there's just a lot of charm into a gag like that. It's just pure genius. And I believe she runs into another one, and she just starts running away. It's like, run away, he's German! But yeah. Now, the dub, I prefer to watch the English dub out of this over the Japanese dub. Not because the Japanese dub is bad or anything, it's just the gags in this work better in English dub, because trying to keep up with everything with subtitles is going to be a little bit difficult. So stick to the English dub. I don't know what, I know you can probably find this, these sets in stores, but in Australia they will run you about $80, which is expensive, but I believe off Amazon the American version is about $20. Big difference there. So, overall, I think this is, it's definitely a must-watch show. That's Azul Manga Daio, the animation. If you see that, just watch it. Overall, on a scale of 1 to 5, I'm going to give this one a perfect 5 out of 5. Because every minute of it is just absolutely enjoyable. And just... just some of the stuff they did to it, it has a lot of charm. Now, I think I'm going to go into another song from Witch Clan. Then we'll go on to the next segment, which is me playing a PSP game. What PSP game is it? I'll tell you after the break. But and after that would be the final segment, which I finish off what I should have said in the first one. And then it'll be the featured band of the week's 30-minute segment. Then it'll be the panty raid. So, see you after the break. The next song I picked is Heaven Abhorred by Witch Clan. I'm only picking some of the shorter songs for this show, so, because, well, you know, but this is from the same album, well, all the songs that I have are from the same album, which is available late September, but you're getting a chance to hear this stuff early, which is an absolute treat. So yeah, here we go, more Witch Clan during this break.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. That was Heaven Abhorned by Witch Clan. Another ass-kicking track from their upcoming album. Yes. Next segment, eh? What am I thinking? But yes. On this segment, we're going to be looking at a PSP game. I'll probably do a revisited segment when I get the recording materials. Because I originally planned on doing part 3 of my... Oh, I've got cat fur all over me. Part 3 or 4 out of the Sonic and Knuckles thing with Sonic 3 and Knuckles. But I can't really because of the stuff that's going on right now. So I just had my PSP on me, so I'm going to be looking at a game. Let's see, what games have I got on the PSP? Ooh, Breath of Fire 4 just recently came out. Castlevania Chronicles, Vagrant Story, Harvest Moon, Rock Band, Octolad. I was planning on doing Fate Unlimited Codes. But I'm starting to think about doing Rock Band. Yeah, let's do Rock Band. So the music will be playing in the background like this, so it's fair, safe to keep in the podcast. But I'll be playing Rock Band Unplug, the Lite edition, which is different from the disc version, which I'll get into that in a little bit. Although, just watching the intro right now. Does this actually have an intro? Backbone Entertainment, oh, they do a lot of conversions, don't they? Okay, here we go. Might have to turn this up. Can any of you guys in the chat, can you hear the game? Let's just do a little test. Can any of you hear the game? See if it's picking up. Man. Barely. I don't even know if I might have to use my other microphone next time. Woo! Yeah, test. Because when I look at this scale, it looks like it's picking up very low sometimes, but then sometimes it's picking up very high, which is weird. So I might have to just louden it during the podcast version. Which is, yeah, gonna upset me. Actually, I'm just gonna hold it like this. Anyway, Rock Band Unplugged is the PSP version of Rock Band. Came out in two different versions. Came out as a downloadable title, Rock Band Unplugged Lite, and also a UMD one, which is just Rock Band Unplugged. Now, the difference you're going to know straight away between the Lite version and the disc version. Well, first of all, the Lite version is $5 compared to, about $20 of the disc version. But the major difference is the Lite version only has 5 songs, which is a little bit disappointing, because it mostly relies on getting some download songs, which I should really say there's 6 songs, because there's one free song out on out there, so if you want to count that as the 6th song, it's Still Alive by Jonathan Colton and GLaDOS. You know, the song for Portal. Now, why do I have to go so close to be talking into my microphone? It's annoying. Gonna have to really fix up this one. If not, I'm gonna have to put a warning on here. It worked fine this morning when I tested out with Audacity, but, okay. The 5 songs that come preloaded into the software is ABC by the Jackson 5, which actually premiered on Rock Band Unplugged. Guess useless trivia, I know. Weezer, Buddy Holly. Everlong, Foo Fighters. What's My Age Again by Blink-182. And Ace of Spades by Motorhead. I have 2 download songs, which is Wake Up Dead and Still Alive. There's several options. There's Quick Play, Tour, Training, Options Mode, Extras, and Music Store. Although, I wouldn't recommend going to the Music Store that much. I just go to the Rock Band section of the PlayStation Store on the PSP. Well, let's look at the extras. You have more modes, which is Band Survival Mode, which every note counts. So that's just like extra hard mode. Warm-up mode, where you just play whatever instrument you want and you just stick to one. You can modify the game with no failure and no solos, which is actually quite handy if you're not that good at the game, for no failure and for no solos. I'll go into that a little bit. No, actually, I'm going to go into now because I'm going to forget. There's certain sections in the songs called solos, you know, like the rock battles, but it actually forces you to play those rather than the other part, so when a solo comes up, it just shoots you over to the instrument where the solo is happening. So yeah, I'm going to turn No Failure on for this, as I'm just talking about it. There's credits, which are actually loading up, which I probably should not have hit. Here we go, out of the credits section now. Dead air for you there, folks. Now, I know if you go into options, there's controls, audio settings, and other options. Yeah, the way you play this game is quite interesting. And when you actually go into controls, it actually looks like this game was made for the latest version of PSP, which is the one that does not accept UMDs whatsoever, which is an absolute flaw, I think. The way you actually play this is, it's like, if you're familiar with the Beatmania games and popping music by playing with just the regular controllers, this is actually going to be better for you. You play with the left, up, triangle, and circle buttons. Because, you know, you can't, it'd be silly just to plug in a whole plastic peripheral just to play on PSP. But other options include, well, this is the default one, there's other options like, Cold Shoulder, which uses right, down, square X, and there's one that uses up, L, triangle, R, and there's one that just uses all the bottom buttons, and there's one that just customize. I'm just going to set it to default, and also the X button deploys overdrive. Now let's go into the audio settings. This is just, you know, toggling around with background music, crowd, and special effects. But if you go to other options, which honestly I think they should have been in just the extras, you have track wrapping, quick switch, and save and enable. Quick switch is just, you know, makes the track switching a lot quicker. There's a tour mode where you can customize characters, but for those that are familiar with Rock Band, I don't really need to explain it, so I'm just going to go into Quick Play. I'm going to play, because I got, I'm going to play Wake Up Dead by, Megadeth. There's four options: easy, medium, hard, and expert, which is just in all of them, but that's where the similarities end. Let's talk about it now. You get four, like, the interesting thing about this is, unlike the regular Rock Band, you actually have to play all four instruments at once. Which, it sounds annoying, doesn't it? But it's actually, well, unless you're playing on Band Survival Mode, it's actually not as annoying as you might think. Like, how do I explain it? It's like, you don't have to worry about every note you hit. You just have to hit certain streaks of an instrument, then it just completely wipes the track for like, what was it, about 10 seconds? Gives you enough time to clear another streak. But if you take too long to clear a streak, after you've cleared one, it's just gonna, it goes, like, the other streak just pops up anyway. And you have to worry about more. You just have to worry more, is all I have to say. It's hard talking and playing at the same time. It's hard talking and playing at the same time. I'm just going to turn it off now because it's too distracting. It's like it's annoying, but if you're decent enough at it, you can actually clear it pretty well. And the score count is a lot higher with this because as it's set on ban, so you reach like 1 million points quite easily compared to the other ones. But once you clear a thing, you have to hit the L or R bumpers to switch instruments. Well, you have to do that anyway if you want to play instruments. Oh, that just sounds stupid. Great, I've got myself into a bit of a pickle here, haven't I? This has just gone downhill, so I'm just going to wrap it up suddenly. Overall, the game's $5, but honestly, I wouldn't recommend the download version unless you're really into download content. But if you see the disc version for real cheap, get that and just try it. This isn't a must-buy game, but it's definitely interesting to test out at least once. So, I'm going to give this game a 3 out of 5. Very suddenly, but, yeah. That's just made me look stupid, but oh well. Let's go on to the final segment before I wrap up the show. Ooh, I'm actually doing quite decent. let's just wrap... Ugh, stuttering! Stupid! I'm actually going to be, doing another contest soon. Two contests, in fact. One will be only exclusive to this show, and the other one, I'm trying to get the word out, because this is, believe me, is actually quite a big prize. Let's start with the small one that's exclusive to the show. There's going to be a little Halo figurine I'll be giving away that I got while on holiday. It's a little samurai one. Just think of, like, the Mighty Mugs, but just with Halo. They're more customizable than Mighty Mugs. Like, you can take them apart, attach them to other ones. You know, something like that. They'll be exclusive to this one. But the one I'm trying to get around to everybody that's willing to help me. I'm giving away a Game Boy player for the GameCube. Plus one mystery rare game. I'm not telling you what the game is. I haven't even told any of my friends what the game is, so it's only... I'm the only one that knows about it. Yes. It's gonna be... Does anybody remember the... Well, of course people remember the GameCube, but does anybody remember the peripheral for it that attaches to the bottom called the Game Boy Player? Yes, I'm giving away one of those. It's gonna be black. Although, it's a PAL boot-up disc, but if you have the US boot-up disc, it should play fine, but it's open worldwide, and if an American or anybody in the NTSC region wins it, I am going to probably throw in a boot-up disc so you can run it. That's if you don't have a boot-up disc already. But yeah, just wanted to get that out. And I had something else planned on saying, but, I had something else planned that I was meant to say on the first segment, but I've just completely forgotten. Oh, well. Oh, no, wait. I just remembered now. I'll be opening up a P.O. box soon. So if you want to send any items, donations, letter bombs, hate mail, you know, stuff like that. I'll be opening up a PO box soon, and I'll be putting info on there when I actually buy it, because I don't even know if there's any available, but if there is, I'm definitely going to be getting one. But yeah, this is my last show for a few weeks, because I'm doing a big move, but I will let you guys know when I'll be returning, so I just wanted to do this episode, because I just didn't want to leave suddenly. That'd be stupid. But yeah. Until then, here's a song to close up the show. This isn't a Witch Clan song this time, but Right after this song will be the featured band of the week block, which will be Witch Clan. Then afterwards would be the Panty Raid. Now, I'm not going to do any more vocal work, because I just wanted it to be pure music right now, just get pure action. Because I've actually been doing decent. I actually got decent time with this episode. To the people that run Witch Clan, the band members of Witch Clan. Witch Clan, not Witch Clan. I'm sorry if my show isn't as good as you're thinking, but I'll definitely play your songs as much as I can, because they're actually quite kick-ass. And I'm not being a kiss-ass or anything. I actually do think they're actually good songs. So, yeah. Let's see, what have I got here that I can end with that I don't have to cut out of the podcast? Let's go to tracks. Yeah, still got a bit of a cough. I should really put in more video game soundtracks here, because they're just real killer. I actually do have something that video game soundtrack that I loaded. This is seem to find it. Ooh, interesting. Stalling for time. Well, I thought I had the Bioshock EP put in, but doesn't look like I have, so. I think I have it somewhere. Actually, I don't. Here we go. I just found something now. This is from the Parappa the Rapper 7-inch soundtrack. I've played this on the podcast before, but I'm just throwing it in there because I can't find anything until next time, which will probably be about 2 to 3 weeks, I'm guessing, but I'll let you know when I'll be on the week, so thank yous all. Later, guys. Okay, back again. That MP3 did not want to work with me, so I just started playing Random Avenged Sevenfold. I'm just going to do what I do best. I'm just going to play, here we go. Here's something from Super Mario Galaxy soundtrack. This one's called Battle Rock. I apologize for the little screw up there, but yeah. Next time, guys. We'll be right back. forgot something again. Another screw up, which I apologize for. I forgot to shout out Witch Clan themselves, where you can actually see, find the band. Yeah. Witch Clan, they're a British See, I'm nervous now, because I stuffed up. They're a British black metal band. They got a new album coming out, which is actually pretty decent, or pretty good. And if you want to check out their stuff on how to, sorry, I'm just nervous because I stuffed up. Sorry, guys, but let me start again. If you to check out the band Witch Clan, to check out all this stuff, because they've got free downloads of demo albums available, and also some of their CDs and cassette tapes available too. Check out www.witchclan.co.uk. For all you metal fans out there, I recommend you check them out. That's the thing that I forgot to say before I played the song. So I apologize to you guys, but bit stressed out moving and all that, so okay. Oh wait, never mind, I've just I apologize for giving out, I seem to have given out the wrong date. They actually posted let's see, when did it, they've actually got the release date posted on a site which I probably should have checked before. Sorry guys, again. The album's being confirmed to be released October 31st, 2011. So quite some time away, but for those that listen to this on this live broadcast, you witnessed something good. You witnessed something special, you know, something that you won't see in stores for a long time. Again, I'd like to thank Witch Clan for sending me their CD. Definitely check them out, www.witchclan.co.uk. I know I'm probably sounding annoying right now, that's because I'm nervous, so later, guys. So embarrassed.
Hey everyone, this is Scott.
And this is Tony, and we are the ClassicLead.com podcast.
And you are listening to Sunday Night Kaiser.